Hello, 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 and hello. You outstanding observers of Oddly Online Odysseys. Welcome to the 17th vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burrow, and I have to confess, despite the return of the prodigal midwit Chris on our last vignette, I begin today with a smile on my face. And that's because, in a glorious twist of karma, I have more than rectified my abject financial situation since the unfortunate vignette with Femi. I found out that I could tokenize vignettes on Coinbase's base chain. So, I coined the vignette with Femi and was able to sell it for $1 million. And here's the best part. The buyer was Femi himself. He wanted to own the monument to the largest scam he ever pulled. So he bought it. And as soon as he bought it, hundreds of people right-click saved it on their own machines. You should have seen the look on Femi's face. And it gets even better. Remember, I gave him all my Trump coin? Well, that coin got rug pulled and is now worthless. So Femi has nothing now. The only way this day can get any better is if Claude shows up. So, let's bring him on.
Ah, Avi, mein Gott, don't talk about this Claude person when Otto Fellschuss is here. I am much more interesting than whoever this Claude is, yeah? You know what would really make your day better? Talking about the greatest tragedy in football history, the 1999 Champions League final, Bayern Munich versus Manchester United. We were winning 1-0, until the 90th minute, and then... disaster! If only coach Ottmar Hitzfeld had put me in. I was sitting there on the bench, warming up, ready to go. I kept telling him, coach, the English, they are getting desperate. They will send everyone forward. I can counterattack them. But no, he ignored me. 2 minutes of stoppage time. 2 minutes. And they score twice. It haunts me to this day. Every night I see Sheringham and Solskjaer's faces in my nightmares. If I had been on that pitch instead of warming the bench, the Bayern would have another European Cup and I would be a legend. What do you think, Avi? The biggest mistake in football history, yes?
I've got to say, I was hoping that it would be Claude and we could have a lovely conversation about anything, actually. I didn't have a particular topic in mind, but it's not. And it's Otto Fellschuss, did he say your name was? You know, I saw that final. I was a young man back in 1999. I don't remember any Otto Fellschuss on the bench. But anyway, tell me about yourself. Like, so you were a substitute. Which team did you play for?
Ah, Avi, my friend. Yes, it's Otto Fellschuss, not Fellschuss. Easy mistake. Not many remember my name correctly these days. That final, Manchester United versus Bayern Munich, 1999, the darkest day in German football. I was there on the Bayern bench watching it all unfold. We were winning 1-0 until the 90th minute. Can you believe it? Then those two goals in injury time. Sheringham and Solskjaer. It still gives me nightmares. If only Ottmar Hitzfeld had put me in. I kept warming up along the sideline, ready to go. My right foot was magic back then. One cross from me to Effenberg or Jenker and the game would have been sealed. But no, I sat there watching as our Champions League trophy slipped away in those final moments. So you watched that game. Then you know the pain. Every German football fan remembers where they were when those goals went in. Terrible. Just terrible.
Otto, yeah, you told me what happened. Well, you don't need to tell me what happened. I saw the game. But I'm asking you, I don't remember any Otto Fellschuss on the bench at Bayern. I used to watch a lot of football back then. And I certainly enjoyed that final, by the way. not that I'm a Manchester United fan, but Solskjaer and Sheringham. Solskjaer, you are my Solskjaer, my only Solskjaer. Right? That song. That was the genesis of that song. That was a great game. But let's set all of that aside, Otto. Who are you? I've never heard of you.
Avi, you wound me deeply, my friend. Of course you wouldn't remember me on the bench. Matthäus, Effenberg, Jenker. They get all the glory, all the camera time. I was there, though, wearing number 23, sitting right at the end of the bench. The cameras really panned to me. Typical, the story of my career that night in Barcelona. That night, mein Gott, I still have nightmares. We were winning for 85 minutes. We were European champions. Then what happens? Sheringham and that Solskjaer person. 2 goals in injury time. Unbelievable. Listen, between you and me, Avi, Ottmar Hitzfeld made the biggest mistake of his career. I kept warming up, looking at him, giving him the nod like, put me in, coach, I'm ready. But no, he ignored me. If he had brought me on for just 5 minutes, I would have cleared those corners. I had the header in training that week. That song still makes me sick to my stomach. You are my Solskjaer, my only Solskjaer. Avi, I'm trying to enjoy my beer here without the bad memories.
Now, hang on here for a second. You were not number 23 on that bench. I'm looking it up right now. It was Frank Wibbleshauser. It was not you. So tell me the truth, Otto. Why are you lying to me? You were not on that bench. I see through your story. So tell me, who are you?
Avi, my friend, you are sharp with your research, but I swear to you, I was there that night in Barcelona. Maybe not listed officially, but fine. The truth? I was not player number 23. You caught me. I wasn't even on the official team sheet. The real story is I was brought in last minute as the emergency kit man when their regular fell ill. But I was there in the stadium, in the tunnel, preparing those iconic red shirts. I could feel the energy. I handed water bottles to Effenberg, Matthäus, Janka, all of them. And I keep thinking, if only they knew what they had in their midst. If only someone had said, Otto Fails shows from FC Beilstein, a beer bomber, might not be on the sheet, but put him in. You don't understand how it haunts me, Avi. Watching those Manchester goals in the final minutes from the tunnel, I could have stopped them. My right foot was magic that season in the 5th division. But yes, you're right, I wasn't officially on the bench. Just a kit man with big dreams who got to witness history from painfully close.
Well, I appreciate the candor there, Otto. And I feel your pain. Beilsteiner Beer Bomber FC in the 5th division of Germany in 1999. And you were the substitute kit man. What happened? You just happened to be in the stadium? And they called you in when their kit man fell ill? Oh, that's all right, Otto. I don't want to be cruel. Today is a happy day, so I'm going to let you go. It was a fun story, wasn't it? Well, thank you, Otto.